Welcome to Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. We've got a lot of things we've got to do today. We're thawing the turkey, getting the cranberries crushed, all that stuff. We're getting it all ready today. But the first thing, I'm happy about something.
Yes.
To be honest with you. You're exactly the way you need to be every morning.
Is that right?
For the energy level.
Chris, I'm good right now.
You need to observe Tom's energy level. This is the way we all need to be every morning. Look at Tom. I mean, he's literally vibrating in his seat.
Hopped up now, but wait about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
The crash will come.
So you had a late night.
I drank a 5-hour energy drink. And
what time?
Around 7.
Last night?
Except, well, I had a game.
And you're still buzzing from it?
Well, I got back around, I don't know, midnight. And I figured it would wear off by midnight.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be five-hour energy, right?
Yeah.
No, I laid down, tried to get a little sleep. I didn't get any REM sleep. So
wow.
I'm wired now, but my biorhythms will crash about, I don't know, 7
all
o'clock.
All right, then what we'll do is at about 7:30, we'll send somebody down and get you one of those mocha frappes from Mickey D's.
No, because
that'll jack you up for another hour and a half with the sugar, and then you can crash after the show is over.
Well, okay.
All right. But where you're at right now?
I'll join Jim Furyk and do ads for that 5-hour energy stuff, even though it tastes terrible. Can't they find a way to make it taste better?
No. That's as good. What flavor did you get?
I got grape, but they're all the same.
Oh, that's as good as it gets.
I know. They all taste bad.
Oh, a friend of mine used to refer to it as stapy.
It's not good.
No, it's not a pleasant taste at all, but man, that stuff works.
It must be the pure niacin that tastes that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. B complex
vitamins. Yeah, lots of
vitamins,
B vitamins and niacin, yeah.
It's good stuff.
I've never had any of that stuff.
Then one of these days, we're going to do a show where we all through three do a shot and do the show exactly hopped up on 5 hours.
I tell you what, if they would tell me that, come out again and tell me that coffee is unhealthy for you. Now it is healthy for you again, apparently.
Yeah, moderate, yeah.
But if they told me it was unhealthy for me, I could do the show in the morning just drinking a 5-hour energy instead of 5 cups of coffee.
I have a friend of mine that does a morning show, and every morning he does one of those 5-hour energy shots before he does the show.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help him, though, because he's still, God, he's dull. God, he's so dull.
No, well, it doesn't help your personality. It just keeps you awake.
Yeah, I guess so. And I suggest to him, I said, seriously, man, maybe you should start doing blow or something because you're terrible. You're horrible.
You're encouraging him to do cocaine. Is that nice?
Yeah, because, see, I wouldn't mind taking over his program.
I see.
We syndicate, get all over the world. Listen, world domination.
You're like Dr. Evil?
Maybe. I kid with him. He's got a great, but it's a country station that plays a lot of music.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I kid with him. It's like, oh, did you have to work 3 minutes? Did you actually have to do 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Try 4 hours.
Right.
But, no, this is where I want you to be every day.
Okay.
All right. Can you work on that?
Well, I guess if you want to buy me a supply of 5-hour energy.
I'm telling you right now, I'll buy everybody a case of that stuff.
Cases out at Sam's Club.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I know.
Oh, okay.
I carry a bottle of 5-hour energy in my backpack. Just like if I'm on the road somewhere and I'm starting to get that logy tire, I'll do a bottle of that stuff, and it's like, okay, at least I know I can get home.
See, I'm afraid of it. I'd rather drift over towards the rumble strip and be woken up suddenly.
I'd rather be awoken by the screams of the people in the car than that. There is one bit of concern this morning regarding Thanksgiving.
Here we go.
You know for a fact that Thanksgiving is probably the biggest day for consumption of turkey. I believe we consume in weight more turkey on Thanksgiving than the entire population of Singapore. I believe.
You just made that
up.
No.
No, I read this yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Now, there is going to be a huge glut of turkey this year. Millions of pounds of turkey will go uneaten this year, and it's causing the turkey industry a lot of concern.
Uh-huh.
Al Gore has gone vegan.
I saw that. I saw that, and I knew I thought of you. I said, boy, Seth's going to enjoy that.
Al Gore has gone
two
vegan.
2 days before Thanksgiving, Al Gore goes vegan. Does he need to lose a few pounds? Is that why? Or?
His people are not saying why he did it.
You know what? But that's fine. I mean, that's a personal decision.
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't want to eat meat anymore, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of this stuff of well, Seth, you've got to reduce your carbon footprint, while he flies around in private jets.
Yes.
He had a
conference where he was speaking on the harm the carbon gases, you know, the greenhouse gases are doing to the environment. His hotel was two blocks away from the venue where he was speaking. He and his entire entourage took four limousines two blocks from his hotel.
He would be mobbed if he walked down the street.
You can, but do you understand my point?
Yes, I do.
You're talking about how bad it is for us.
The appearance
is everything for crying out loud.
The richer you are, the bigger the carbon footprint you have.
And
for some people, I mean, Warren Buffett drives I think he drives an old station wagon. Who knows?
But he has gone vegan, and the entire turkey meat producing industry is in a tizzy now because he consumed about a third of all meat produced entirely. All right, there it is, WSAU. Lots of Thanksgiving tips and the countdown to Tom's crash.
Thanksgiving is almost upon us. It's that special time of year when your whole family gathers together in one place to look at their phones. I'm going to start Thanksgiving dinner this year the way I started every year, by telling my parents that I'm gay. It never gets old. To me, Thanksgiving more than anything means the triumphant return of our old friend, the mini marshmallow. Although I believe the politically correct term is little marshmallow. And mini marshmallows, they're the Rudy of Thanksgiving. 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing. They barely have a speck of athletic ability, but still they get out there and they get right on top of the yams. You can use them in jello molds. You can float them in hot chocolate. I sometimes like to put one on a toothpick and roast it over a tiny little fire. Mini marshmallows are part of a small group of food items that you only see once a year around this time. And they are the mini marshmallows, fried onions, stuffing cubes, yams, and cranberry sauce in a can. Also known as the Super Friends of Thanksgiving.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.